This is Tom Waddle on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast, sponsored by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
Just a spur-of-the-moment thing that a lot of people like discussing. It weaves sports and it weaves in your own personal life. If you could have one all-time great announcer, it could be anybody, local, they could be alive, they could be dead, whatever. Someone said Mel Allen. I chose Harry Carey. And who would you want to narrate your life? And these aren't like Morgan Freeman. People chose like Morgan Freeman, who's narrated some great all-time movies and is one of the best. But we're going sports announcers here. Is what we're using. And I wanted to read you one before we get more to the calls. And you can weigh in at 312-332-3776. Michael Urpino took it to the next level. He says, here are my announcers for moment specific. For his 21st birthday, he'd want Harry Carey. For his college graduation, he'd want John Madden. For his wedding, he'd want Vin Scully. For his firstborn, he'd want Mike Tirico. And for his death, he'd want Jim Nance. I love that. He took it to the next level.
I like that he got very creative, but I'm not sure I like the way he assigned the guys that he chose.
Why not?
Gotta really dig into that.
Harry Carey, 21st birthday, that's natural.
I guess.
He's getting drunk with you, too, while he's narrating it.
Yeah, that one's okay. That one's not bad. I mean, I love Tirico. I don't know if Tirico, what was Tirico one for?
Tirico was for the firstborn. Look, you need someone who could be measured in the important situations.
Yeah,
Tirico can get very excited, but yet he understands in a serious moment.
I do feel like I think Vince Scully was better for the firstborn than your wedding. I don't know
really?
Why. I don't know why. Listen, this is just me quibbling with the guy who had a very creative response. So I don't want to get I don't want to bag on him too badly because it was well done. I just feel like Mike Tirico for the firstborn, maybe not my choice. But hey. Each their own.
A lot of people are saying Tony Romo because they want to know what's going to happen in the future.
Get out of here.
That was a clever joke.
No,
though.
It's a good joke, but keep your Romo. I don't want him anywhere near my life events.
All right, who do we have?
Let's go to Valpo and John, who's got a friend of the show as his selection.
Hey there. So my thought is, you know, for the moment in time, it's got to be Al Michaels because who would be better to say, do you believe in miracles at the firstborn when your first child comes? Right?
Firstborn or perhaps when you lose your virginity?
Well, I can think of a few things. I can think of when my wife said I do. You know, there's several things, but I was thinking firstborn specifically.
Yeah, that's a literal miracle. I understand that.
Yeah, do you want your personal life narrator to be taking shots at you as you're losing your virginity?
Well, good announcer's going to be sarcastic at times.
Yeah.
The right hand is there. The puck is still loose.
Oh,
11
so
seconds.
Good.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz.
I like that he's counting down your climax. That's good. Let's try Tyler in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Philby, really quick, brother. Just to let you know, I just entered remission. I had the same exact diagnosis as you did. Not actually going
to
so much detail.
That's congratulations. That's awesome.
I was diagnosed in October. I entered remission in February, man. The six treatments, man, they were rough. But, hey, man, keep your head up. You're going to get through it, brother.
I'm going to follow your footsteps, all right? You set the path for me, and I'm going to follow in your footsteps. Thank you.
You got it, brother. So real quick, I thought Joe Rogan from the UFC was a good pick, man. Just his excitement for the sport. Everything. I'm just always, you know, excited to listen to him. I feel like he's really knowledgeable. And I don't really have much to comment on it. I thought Joe Rogan would be a good
pick. All right, there you go.
I know. Tyler, who's the guy who does the intros for the fighters? Isn't he, his brother?
Bruce Buffer? Bruce Buffer?
Well, it's his brother. It's the main guy's brother.
Not Michael Buffer. It's Bruce Buffer.
The guy
who's correct.
Fighting! That guy. I want that guy.
I don't know if we can say that.
No, we can say fighting. Okay. Yeah, we can do the fighting.
I'm never sure with Buffer.
We can do the fighting.
Right, because you owe him money.
Yeah, you can't. But the brother, you can't. Because I would want him to, because then he would just say that for everything I'm doing. Eating! Sleeping!
Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great, like, the first time. And then
eventually would get old. Yeah, I get it.
I think Danny Zetterman would totally be on board with the Joe Rogan suggestion.
Oh, yeah. He loves his podcast, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Montez is in Bolingbrook.
Montez.
Hey, what up, Sylvie? Hey, just wanted to give you, I'm a Detroit native, so Ernie Harwell would be my voice of choice. You know, you'd say, oh, that some young woman out of Detroit just got a nice gift.
There are so many great classic baseball guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it was the way the world was, is growing up with the radio or whatever, whether they were on TV, but the transistor radio back in the day and the
sure.
connection that you would have with Jack Brickhouse. I know he was mostly TV, but, you know, Vince Lloyd, Lou Boudreau,
of course,
Harry Carey, Joe Buck.
Marty Brenneman, as Waddle has told us many times.
Yes. And Waddle is not like a fan like us in any regard, except with that.
Exactly.
He had the same experience.
Jan in Bartlett has another classic baseball announcer. Hey, Jan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, Jan.
Who else to make fun of your life and just be exciting would be none other than Bob Uecker.
There you go, because you'd get the comedic effort in there as well. And he's very good at what he does. Bob Uecker's very good.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. To hell with it.
Yeah, to hell with it. I got it wrong. Do you guys know, have I ever told you the story about when Bob Uecker and Cap got into a feud?
No.
This is such a Cap story.
Go ahead, tell
this it. When he was down the dial... And this is when they started with the soon after Harry Carey's death, and they started with the guest announcers. And this is truly when you would get the creme de la creme. You would get the top guys. You weren't getting gymnastics teams from high school. And so Bob Uecker, instead of saying root, root, root for the Cubbies, said root, root, root for the Brewers. And Cap started like a blood feud. With like, I'm serious. Like, took a like, whether it was all shtick or whatever, and took and called him out and was ripping him, and it was crazy. And they like just had it out on the air over root, root, root for the Brewers.
Of course, no surprise there. Joe in Tinley Park has a good one for us. Joe,
how you guys doing? Sylvie Strong, of course.
Thanks, Joe. But,
I got to go with Uncle Vern there, Vern Lundquist.
Oh, so good.
I love Uncle Vern.
I can think of a couple opportunities where that that patented wow would have really done it for me.
Do you know the one highlight that you would never guess? I would quiz you guys. I'd say, guys, do you know when I go down the great highlight all-time calls rabbit hole, like on YouTube, and one call reminds me of another call, and I may have had a cocktail or two. This is such a nerd thing to be even admitting. I'm going to listen to all the great calls back in the day. That this Vern Lundquist highlight is one that I go to in my top 10.
Oh, wait. I'm going to guess Tiger Woods' shot on the 16th at the Masters.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
So good.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Like, I would say, and you know me, I do love golf with Tiger. I'm not a big golf guy to begin with. But that thing had everything. It was a simple call by Vern that captured the moment. It was with Tiger Woods, who could just electrify the gallery. It was the iconic shot of the golf ball and the Nike logo just sitting there on the edge of the cup, and that moment delay.
Yep.
And then the extreme reaction to when it fell. That call has everything.
See, for me, my go-to Vern Lundquist call, now I don't remember the exact moment because it was at the 1986 Masters, as Jack Nicklaus is making his heroic comeback, there is a moment when Nicklaus, I believe, he's either like a stroke back or actually tied for the lead, and Vern Lundquist utters this.
And the old bear is oblivious to what has just happened.
Because he can go ahead and actually move, but because of Waddle, we have made that drop
But that's famous, a classic call, right?
Exactly. I don't know if the call, if the moment's actually classic, because it's kind of, it's the whole round that's happening, and I don't know if it's, you know, like a moment that people remember, but for our purposes, because it refers to Waddle.
And the old bear is oblivious to what has just happened.
That's
and
one of my favorite Verns.
And it's totally all-encompassing with Waddle.
Let's try Oscar, who's in Round Lake, who has one that has not been brought up.
Hey, guys. Sylvie Strong, thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you.
I got Jim Ross, WWE.
I've gotten that, a little bit on Twitter. What makes Jim Ross so great?
I'm just thinking of those times, you know, think of those times you got injured, or think of those times in my life where I actually did wrestling moves on my brothers and my cousins, and he's just like, and God is my witness, he's broken in half.
Good God Almighty, he's making a sandwich.
You're a big Jim Ross guy, aren't you, Abdallah?
I love Jim Ross. I love watching old wrestling videos of like I think it was like the anniversary of that great cage match between Mankind and The Undertaker where he throws him
best
off the
match
top.
Ever.
And it's like that's the broken in half line. It's so good. Jim Ross was so good.
I know people love wrestling now, like grown men, older men. I liked it when I was younger. I just haven't gotten into it.
Who was your wrestler when you were younger? Who was your guy?
Well, Hulk Hogan first came up, but mine was Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Sure.
From the top rope, and then he would use that hand signal while he would get up there. So, mine was like, it was Hogan against Rowdy Roddy Piper.
There you go.
Right in the sort of when it really got going.
Yeah.
I don't make fun of people. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is I haven't gotten into it, but I don't make fun of people who love it and live and die with it because it is great entertainment.
I remember when the Ultimate Warrior came charging into the ring to win the Intercontinental title against Honky Tonk Man like it was yesterday. So,
yeah.
So I think we've all got, you know, those moments in your youth when you were a big wrestling fan, when it was monumental in your life.
Sure.
Denny and Homer Glenn has one that we haven't heard just yet. Hey, Denny.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Jimmy Pearsall take care of my life. I think it'd be fairly comical at the same time. Be like, what's he doing? What's he thinking? Why would he do that? Why does he even have a team?
But a lot of times the owner would be very unhappy with the Jimmy Pearsall call. So, I think you've got to be okay with all the controversy that he's going to bring to your life.
Oh, no, but he spoke the truth. I mean, he said what everybody in the stands was saying.
Sure.
So that's what... That's why I loved him, and that's why he didn't have a job too long either. But I thought he told it the way it was and what everybody else was thinking.
Back in the old Chicago days, it was Harry Caray and Jimmy Pearsall on Channel 44 doing the White Sox games.
Not to be outdone, Alan in Olive Branch has his own White Sox announcer. Hey, Alan.
Hey, actually, mine was a Cubs announcer, Stoney. Steve Stone. I know he's with the White Sox now, but
yes,
we're talking back in the 80s when he was with Harry. See, my grandpa was drunk all the time, so him and Harry were feeling each other, but I couldn't ask my grandpa like what was going on at the game. And Stoney, he's always telling me stuff, you know, like, kids, if you're watching at home, this is what you do. So I can kind of see with my life, I can see him saying, hey, kids, if you're drinking beer at home, make sure you like tilt the glass a little bit so you don't get too much head, things like that.
That's true. It is a good beer drinking tip, right? Put your little finger in there and then stir it around, right?
Isn't that a trick? Stoney will teach you.
Stoney is going to go down in history as probably one of the greatest local analysts in baseball history, like as far as the analyst position.
Yeah.
Because to do both of the teams, to be beloved at one time by both sides of town, which is hard for, and he played for both sides of town, of course, too. But yeah, I mean, Stoney was awesome with the Cubs, and now, of course, Stoney is great with Benetti with White Sox games.
Absolutely.
Being Italian, I know you like your sausage.
Thanks, Cubs!
We appreciate it on the South Side. We appreciate Stoney in the booth with Jason these days. All right, we got like still full phone line, Sylvie, so we got plenty to get after here.
So these aren't your favorite announcers. These are the favorite announcers that you would want narrating your life. So it came up in Would You Rather. It was a Dick Enberg versus Jim Nance question. It was a really good entry. And then Abdallah spun it off as, which sports announcer, local, national, dead or alive, would you want narrating your life? We'll take more of your phone calls coming up next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, who do you want narrating your life? It's in movie form or, you know, just as far as the description of your life, which sports play-by-play guy would you want? Or look, it could be an analyst as well. John Gruden's been mentioned. Someone just tweeted Bill Walton, the crazy style of a Bill Walton would be good. I've got my first Howard Cosell, one of the all-time greats.
I like the idea of the one tweeter who broke it down for each, you know, specific instance in his life. Bill Walton's definitely the guy you want narrating your life if you're high.
Yeah.
There's no question,
the
right?
The first time you smoke a bowl or something like that?
Yes, yes. Deep thinking, lots of different thoughts.
Going to a concert?
So we have full phone lines and nobody is a repeat, Sylvie. So
really?
let's play phone roulette. You pick a number and I'm going to go to it.
Caller number three.
Caller number three is Guy in Richland Park.
Hey, Guy.
Yo, yo, what's going on, fellas?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. I would definitely have to say my main man, Gus Johnson, would definitely have to be the voice documenting my life for sure.
Yeah.
The, those high points in life, he puts the exclamation point on them.
There's no doubt. I still love Gus Johnson. I'd like to see Gus Johnson more, actually, right? Which sports do we get Gus Johnson these days, Abdallah? Because you mentioned him a little bit earlier. I think
he's the main college football on Fox. Big noon on Saturday is what they call it. But it's actually 11 because we're Central. He does like the main college football game on Fox Saturdays.
Okay.
All right. Hogan steps into a throw. Juiced! Oh, what a catch! Inside the 10! No, they don't give it to him!
The peak for me,
I know where you're going, yeah.
Is college basketball,
absolutely.
Right?
When he was doing CBS and he was like, and the...
Gus Johnson.
Yeah, the first weekend. You know, Gus is getting a buzzer beater. That's the absolute best.
The best.
Eric is in Crown Point. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon. How about Keith Jackson's Whoa Nelly?
Yeah. I mean, he is one of the all-time greats, too. I mean, more than just the catchphrase. I mean, did anybody paint a better picture than Keith Jackson setting up the big game on ABC for college football?
I'm not going to lie. I missed Keith's prime, so even though I'm aware of it, I felt like I got a little bit more of a surly Keith Jackson when I was really into it.
Oh, really?
He was still a legend, but it felt more like he wasn't always as happy to be there as he used to be when I was watching Keith Jackson. At least at the tail end, it felt like me. I don't know. Maybe Abdallah disagrees. What do you think, Abdallah? Was there a moment in Keith Jackson when he was a little more surly than you were?
I kind of remember him being a little like, I wouldn't say surly, more like he just sounded agitated.
Yes. Pick your adjective, but he wasn't as thrilled to be there as some guys at the stage when I was really watching Keith Jackson.
Ooh, but take another one, and then I want to ask you the opposite of this question.
Okay, let's try. I think this is probably a wrong answer, but let's have him convince us. Tom in Schaumburg, who is your suggestion?
How about Pat Summerall?
You know, that's something that. What's his name is doing these days? Frank Caliendo he is using Summerall and Madden right now online to describe like all these funny different videos.
Yes, but I think Frank Caliendo illustrates why you wouldn't want Pat Summerall to be the man narrating your life, because he is so dry and just states exactly what's happening with no enthusiasm. I don't think you want to go through your life with Pat Summerall as your narrator.
But he still is a classic voice.
Mm-hmm.
But he does, like you said, he does use like I think he uses the least amount of words as any broadcaster in the history.
He artfully he takes the let the picture do the talking right. to the next level. Absolutely.
He's doing TV. Who would you least want to narrate your
Chip
life?
Chip Carey.
Yeah, that's what I was going
right?
to say.
Yes.
He'd screw it up so bad.
I mean,
and use all these cliches.
I mean, that's the first name that comes to my mind. I feel like I could probably unearth another guy as well, but Chip Carey definitely comes to mind as somebody I don't want narrating my life. Abdallah?
As much as I love Santo, I love Ron Santo. Would you really want, as you're in the ninth inning of your life and it's a critical moment, and he's reading a fax? Pat, I got a fax here.
He's guessing the attendance. Looks like there's 8 or 10 people inside right. this room.
Tony Romo.
Good call,
so you're going
yeah.
Tony
yeah.
Romo.
I don't want Tony Romo anymore.
Why is there
my
so
life?
Much Tony Romo hate? Because of the love?
I don't know. I just don't. He doesn't do anything for me. Like, he's, first of all, he's just doing his job. He's supposed to know what's going on in the field. That's why they brought him into the booth. And all the Jim, shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm with Abdallah. Like, listen. I don't. He's not the worst announcer, but I certainly am perplexed by the people who think he's the best.
I know I'm in the minority with this one, but I can't stand Dick Vitale. No diaper dandies for me, baby.
I've gone through phases with Dick Vitale where, you know, when I was in college, he was the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a little bit tired of his act.
Yeah.
And then now I'm back to where I like Dick Vitale.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it certainly became a little bit more of a character than he was when he, you know, as he became more and more famous. But now it's like the nostalgia. It's like, okay, Dick Vitale's on the call. I feel good about watching my college basketball.
Eric yeah. on Twitter says, least Dick Stockton.
That's good. That's a good
well,
answer.
That's for sure. He would mispronounce your name so many times. He would call you all
yes.
different. Abdallah, he wouldn't get your name right, I don't
oh,
think,
never.
Your entire life.
Never. I would just end up being that Arab kid at some point.
Yeah, he would definitely, he'd be calling you Adam Amin, Abdallah.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Adam Amin.
He would call
there.
You Adam Amin more than Adam Abdallah. That
probably.
Is sure.
No doubt about that. Oh, this is surprising to me. Victor is in Aurora. He's got Vic. One we haven't heard.
Yeah, I was just thinking, growing up in the fourth quarter, final seconds, Mike Breen comes out and yells, "Dang!"
Mike Breen. Interesting. How do you feel about that, Sylvie? Mike Breen as your
Mike
narrator.
Breen is like the pro's pro. He's fantastic at the NBA, but I'm not sure.
We had another guy call in who basically said that the reason he would want Mike Breen is for the same reason that the virginity reason, that whenever you were about to be intimate, he would come in and yell, "He's about to shoot.
The bang!"
Bang!
Yeah. No, Mike Breen's great. I love Mike Breen, but I think there's more personal guys that you can go with.
How about the Chucky's in Downers Grove? Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Chuck?
I would like Jack Brickhouse.
He, you know, because of Harry Carey, Jack Brickhouse
yeah.
doesn't get the love that he deserves in this town.
And he exactly
did,
right.
He did
exactly
every
right.
sport.
I listened to him all my childhood with my father. We were huge Cubs fans. And one of the main reasons I think it'd be good narrating my life is because I have a really bad back. And I would think it would be great to hear Brickhouse go, "His back! His back! His back! Hey, hey! There goes the whole lower lumbar region."
Well, there you go. Chuck has it all worked out for us.
Yeah,
well done, Chuck.
Jarvis fires back. Away. That's a fly ball deep to left. Back! Back! That's it! That's it! Hey, hey! He did it! Ernie Banks got number 500.
So good. He was the best.
And you get a classic Cubs call in there, too. Marco's in North Riverside. Hey, Marco.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, long-time caller.
Thanks, Marco.
This guy's got to be the godfather of putting the exclamation points on things, but we lose a little bit because we maybe don't understand what he's saying when he's painting the picture. It's Andres Cantor of soccer fame giving you the goal. Something on your
list. A lot of people said that. A lot of people said, "How about someone like Andres Deportes or something like that?"
Yeah,
you know,
no,
they always get like way more excited than our announcers.
Listen, maybe you'd learn a second language by the time you were halfway through your life if you had somebody, you know, narrating it in Spanish. It'd be good for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Jay's in Lamont. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Jay?
All right, I'm going to throw a change up. There's one guy I would like, John Chancellor, born in Chicago. My grandfather was really great friends with him up until he died. But then I was thinking about who would I really make an impact. I like Bob Menery, if you guys know who that is, the one that does the YouTube videos.
I do, yes.
Yes, that would be my ultimate. John will be my family, but all my friends and college buddies, Menery would be the guy.
Who is this guy, Meller?
You've probably seen a few. Yeah, you've probably seen a few of his baseball videos, Sylvie. Bob Menery. He'll work blue and he'll do some ad-libbing on some classic highlights. I'll find a couple of them, and I don't think they'll play without the swears, but I'll send you some and you can check it out.
Kind of like does a blue zone for baseball?
A little bit. That's not a bad comparison. I'm trying to think who's the other guy. There's the Yankees fan who.
Johnny
John Boy.
John
Boy's great.
Yeah. He's awfully quiet now. The Yankees got called out for cheating. By the way,
yeah, good call, Eric. He's a little like him. Probably even he takes it to the next level. I think so. You've probably seen a video or two in your time, Sylvia, of him. Someone's probably passed along via social media.
A couple of things. So I know a lot of people still want to talk about this, and I'm very, very happy to take these calls here in the last half hour. So if you want to weigh in on this topic about which announcer you would want narrating your life, be our guest, 312-332-3776. I do have a couple of other things, though, including a call on an anniversary day today, which was a record-breaking day in Chicago sports several years ago. We will relive that. And I also have a Chicago question, whether or not you want the city to get something. All that still to come.
Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
About announcers and who you would want to narrate your life. If you still want to weigh in on that, 312-332-3776. What do you want first, Meller? You want the highlight on this day in 1998, or do you want my question about whether or not you want Chicago to get this?
Let's do the highlight first, because I'm intrigued as to what happened.
All right, this was back in 1998 on this date.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Embry ready and cuts it loose. High drive, deep left field. That's Sosa's 20th in June.
Breaking ball from Embry that stayed up and out over the plate. Sosa knows he's got it right away. Watch this hopscotch out of the batter's box. There it is, that little jump, that side straddle hop coming out of the batter's box. No doubt about it.
20 home runs for Sosa this month. He adds to his major league record.
That was my best season. He did it in a month.
That's a lot of guys' best career.
We were reliving that not too long ago because of the documentary.
Yes.
And with Sosa going around doing the interviews, Brenneman and Brenly with the call back in 1998. He went from 13 home runs to start the month of June, and he ended the year, the end of the month, with 33 home runs and being right in the middle of that great home run chase of 1998.
Even as he was doing Cubs games, it sounded like Tom Brenneman wanted to be doing Reds games.
Well, no, I don't think that was when he was with the Cubs. I don't think he was with the Cubs. I bet you that was either a nationally televised game.
That makes sense. Yes, that was probably the Fox call. That's exactly what it was. Because
Diamondbacks game.
That's a good point, because I was like, why wasn't Chip on the call? But no. That makes sense, Sylvie. Absolutely.
Remember, because Harry Carey was the announcer, and Harry passed away before the 98 season, and that's when they brought in Chip.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's why I was like, why is Chip doing the call? Why isn't he? But that would make sense now.
So it could have been, I don't know, did that come against the Diamondbacks? Do you know for sure that was a Fox game?
No, I don't know. I was just guessing, but no, that makes sense. It very well could have been a Diamondbacks game against
because
them.
Those two were the I think Brenneman left to be the initial voice of the Diamondbacks, and I always used to bust it. I was working with Brenneman at the time when he left GN Radio, and I said to him, because this is when Harry was alive, because it was a natural thing that Brenneman would take over for Harry when Harry would retire. And, you know, it it didn't mean that much to Tom. Tom was happier going to Arizona than eventually going to Cincinnati. I don't think he loved living
Bingo.
In the big
city. I'm looking at the game log right now, and yes, indeed, it was against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They lost that game 5-4, the Cubs did.
Yeah, there you go. And then Brenly came later to then become Brenly started his, I want to say Brenly started his local career on radio in the Cubs booth. He went to the TV booth of the Diamondbacks, did national, then came back to the Cubs booth after his managerial stint, right?
Yeah.
And then he left the Cubs again and went back to the Diamondbacks.
I was going to say, in between that call and going to be the analyst for the Cubs, Bob Brenly won a World Series title as the manager of the Diamondbacks, right?
2001.
Exactly.
Against the Yankees. So there's that. And then I'm watching some Hawks highlights on my Twitter feed right now. So, and I know Gene Greco at this time, a lot of these days, we've heard say that he wants no part of being a hub city for the NHL. I know there are a lot of people who would like to see, like the Chicago Pride. But, I mean, this isn't an event that we can enjoy as fans. And, yes, while it could bring business to some of the hotels, I mean, is it even the amount of people like a convention would bring in back in the day, is getting Chicago as a hub city. I think they're down to 4 too.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago still is in it. Is this something that you guys want happening?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I don't see, I'm just going to be watching hockey games on television. So whether they happen to be in Chicago or if it's in Vegas, you know, or Edmonton, wherever they choose.
Toronto.
Yeah, like for me, I don't think it makes really much difference at all. And so bringing more people into the city, I personally, selfishly, it's probably not, you know, the greatest idea. So I guess I'm not opposed to it, but I don't feel any huge, you know, boon from it coming here.
But Abdallah, didn't you have the other point that you thought that at least it would, in a downtime for hotels, at least it would fill up some rooms?
Yeah, I know that hotels are housing a lot of frontline workers that work at hospitals right now. So, like, if you're walking around the city and you see like a bunch of yellow barriers around a hotel, that's because members of the of hospitals, like workers at hospitals, nurses, doctors, are staying there because they can't go home to their families because they don't want to be infected. But other hotels are either not very full right now or may not even be open because everybody canceled their vacations. Nobody's coming here to see the Cubs. Nobody's coming here for their summer. You know, we're the greatest summer city in the world, and there's no summer vacation to be had, you know? And so I think it would, if these teams are staying at hotels, it would put a lot of workers back, just like we talked about the hub cities or for baseball and people going back to work. And also, you know, the bubble with Disney, a lot of people that aren't working might get to go back to work and work at these hotels and be working with, and I don't know if they're going to be like sequestered to these hotels or if they can go out to dinner and like go to any restaurant around the city. But also, as a lifelong Blackhawks fan, guys, I would love this city to be a part of the fabric of the NHL coming together for the Blackhawks to win a championship.
Look at you, Tommy Hawk.
I'm
right
just
there.
Saying. I mean, you know.
Would the Hawks be in? I mean, it would be a regionalized thing, wouldn't it? And would there be a home ice advantage with no crowds? Knowing the building.
I mean, do we know for sure that the Western Conference would be in Chicago?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, it's still... I remember there being discussions that like that they might want Chicago not to be, you know, they might not want the home team to be in there if they could avoid it.
Well, you also, if you don't want guys going back home and you want to keep everyone together, would they all have to stay at a hotel downtown as opposed to their apartments or houses or wherever they are?
Too, yeah.
I mean, I would assume that whatever, yeah, you would have to stay in the, you would think they'd want them to be
in
you
a bubble environment?
Yeah.
I would think so. Quarantine as much as possible if you're the NHL.
Would the NHL have, like, one hotel where they would just house everybody?
I don't know. Like, we haven't heard as much about the NHL plans.
Nothing.
As like, we
joke.
Heard. Like, we knew about the NBA plans, like, months in advance. We knew it was down to Vegas and Disney. And then pretty soon thereafter, we knew which, you know, hotels they were targeting in Disney when they were going to pull this off. I don't know what the NHL's plans are. Heck, we don't even know what city. They've got it down to two, you know, four cities that they're going to pick two. So It seems like it's much more up in the air for the NHL than it is than it was for the NBA.
Do we have any more calls? Oh,
we got lots of calls.
All right,
Sylvie.
Let's take care of some of our callers.
This one, I see it on the screen. He can't truly mean this. Chris is on the South Side. Hey, Chris, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Now, just because I'm not a big fan of this guy, but, you know, his catchphrases just sound great. And I'm picking Mark Jackson now from the NBA. Now, just picture this. You are carrying 13 bags in from the house, from the grocery store, from your car to the house. You just hear, "Mama, there goes that man." Or you turn in your report. You know, you get it turned in right on time. You're walking out, knowing that you did a good job. And it's, "Mama, there goes that man." Also goes good for losing your virginity. I just like, you know, that catchphrase, his enthusiasm.
There you go. You could borrow
man
the catchphrase.
Down, man down.
I like Mark Jackson. I mean, I wouldn't look at to him to narrate my life, but I like Mark Jackson.
I mean, I don't dislike him. He certainly wouldn't be the man I would choose to narrate my life outside of, you know, "Mama, there goes
on that
same
man." Team, like the opposite would be Jeff Van Gundy. You'd do something great, and he would just be like, "Yeah, all right."
I do like Jeff Van Gundy. He makes me laugh, though.
No, for sure. Yeah,
he's always good for a good Garpacked rip job.
I think I would take Jeff over Mark Jackson if I had to choose. Mitch is in Bartlett. Hey, Mitch.
Mitch. He's got the turn.
Hey,
Mitch.
There we are, guys. Sorry about that. I was picking off my Bluetooth. I would have to actually go with Brent Musburger. Probably just because I love his whole details of sometimes, especially now with gambling. So he'd probably be gambling on a lot. He'd probably be saying a lot of the odds of what I was doing. And then everything I was always doing, he'd probably be saying, "Looking live." Yeah. And then the worst thing would be every time I look at my wife, he'd probably pull up the whole 2012 thing in the national championship, be like, "Let me tell you, folks, all you people out there better make your little son's truck drivers," because, and then he just starts getting all perverted about my wife. So other than that, I think he'd be awesome.
I love Brent. I miss Brent doing college football games.
Yeah, I feel like it took us far too long into this idea to actually get to Brent Musburger. And I will say, nobody does the Manscaped read as well as Sylvie, but if anybody's close.
Oh, really?
Brent Musburger's probably close. I think we have it somewhere in the system. We might be able to do that before we get out of here.
Is it R-rated, though, for terrestrial?
It's true. Radio? That's true. Although with the frequency that Waddle's been using the word ball, we might be able to get away with it these days. I don't know.
All right, 312-332-3776. More of your calls. And did something that happened on the internet yesterday that caused a lot of people to laugh and not understand what was going through someone's brain, was that real or was it a bit? I want to throw that out.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
In my private hockey chat for the experts, in my little chain that I've got going with Pat Boyle.
The true hockey fans.
No one
fans.
Else yep. is included. It's just two hockey fans talking hockey. That's what it is.
Whoa, what about lifelong Blackhawks fan Adam Abdallah?
No. This is just where we cut off the fat, so to speak.
You didn't make the cut.
Wow.
Two hockey guys talking about hockey.
Wow. Okay.
What it is.
Okay.
PB says, good time. Patty Boyle says, the reason why we don't know the specific plans for the return to play in the NHL is because both sides are negotiating a CBA extension. Players are using the timing leverage they have right now. They also are monitoring the hotspot situation. There's been some talk today that Vegas is no longer a lock.
I mean, to think that a league wouldn't use the media and Twitter and Twitch to talk about a labor discussion. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, right? Doing it underground. And I do like, that's the one thing that I did disagree with the players on, and we've talked about it on the show, is that the players could have done more horse trading, just saying, and I said horse, that you could have just said, look, we will take 85%, but you have to promise us this in 2021, or you have to promise us that in the year after the thing expires or the new collective bargaining. You have to sign on the dotted line right now and promise us that service time comes after this. And we'll be open to some of these changes, but we need a long-term settlement on that. I don't think baseball did a good job of that.
So. I would agree.
Really quick, before we go back to the lines, if you're on Twitter last night, you saw this video going around where it's of a woman at a gas station who cannot get to the right side of the car where the tank is. Like, obviously, every car's got your meter, how much gas you have left. And it shows you an arrow which side your gas tank is on.
Yes, you can usually blow one out of every 10 people's mind when you reveal that the arrow that is on your gas tank that is pointing whatever direction it is, that is the side of the car, that is the side that the tank is on your car.
You still think that's a secret for some people?
I think one out of every 10 people, you blow their minds. Maybe
I know what side it's on, and I still look at that thing just to make sure I don't pull that move. Yeah. Right.
So there's a woman who, and what was it? On the driver's side? Is that what it was? The tank's on the driver's side.
Correct. And you say she's a young driver. She might be 17, 18. It's hard to tell specifically from the video, but she doesn't look like she's very old.
So she pulls in and she goes to the passenger side. She gets out of the car and the video shows her looking at the car and she's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
The gas tank's not on this side. So she goes back like most would do and go, I made a mistake. It's time to get to the right side of the car. She does like a U-turn, but yet still lines up the car with the passenger side of the car just on the next tank.
Yes. And as you pick up the video, the reason at least we're led to believe the people taking the video is because that was when we pick up the video, it's actually the second time she's done that.
So the guy goes for a couple more times, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think she then does it again a third time that we actually have seen, which would be a fourth time, and she then is still on the wrong side, but she gets out of the car to go pump the tank, and as she goes to grab the nozzle, she realizes, oh no, I've done it yet again. And it seems clearly like she can't figure out that she needs to be on the driver's side aligned to the nozzle of the pump.
Real or a bit? See, do you think this is an inside job of someone looking to make a funny video?
It certainly could be, but if it is, I will give it to both the narrators of the video. They do an excellent job of not revealing that they are in character if this is the case. And there is a moment when the girl goes to grab the nozzle and she has a reaction where she like throws her hands back like she can't believe she did it again in a way that is so believable to me that I don't think she could pull it off. If she did, she needs to be in some type of, she should be an Academy Award winning nominee because she is really good with what she's doing. I will give it to him if it's not a real video.
If I've learned anything in this difficult time, if you will, there's a lot of stupid people out there.
Yeah, there are.
Yes.
A lot of stupid people
out
there.
But this, to me, was something that was just truly unbelievable watching, that she just didn't get it. She thinks by just going to a new tank and lining the car up the same way, the things would change. It's crazy logic. You want to take a call or two before we leave?
Yeah, we got a couple more good nominees for who would you pick to narrate your life if you had choice. Any sports announcer, dead or alive. Our good buddy, Wayne in Harvard. We haven't heard from him lately, Sylvie.
Wayne, fire the cannons.
Fire the cannons. You know the only answer is going to be Mr. Gene Deckerhoff to narrate my life, because it would be exciting. Everything that come out of his mouth, it would be just excitement 24/7.
Gene Deckerhoff, for those who don't know, he used to be a frequent guest on our show because no one sounded like he was smoking on the job more than him. And then he had that raspy, still does, voice. And yet he would get very, very excited calling all those Tampa Bay Buccaneers games.
Yep, no doubt about it. No one made an Ike Hilliard touchdown sound better than Gene Deckerhoff.
Right in the breadbasket of Ike Hilliard.
Right in the breadbasket. Fire the cannons. That's got so many meanings to it.
Ah, local legend has not been brought up until now. Tom in Oaklawn.
I would go with the classic two-man booth of Pat Foley doing the play-by-play and Eddie Olczyk as the analyst for my life.
That Booth is outstanding.
And I will add, I don't know a bigger Blackhawk hockey fan than Adam Abdallah. So
really? That's a good vouch right there.
Damn right, Tom. You are damn right. Lifelong.
Thanks, Tom. One of the best moves the Hawks made was bringing back Pat Foley. To think that at one time the Hawks didn't want him because of some stupid beef or whatever it was, the old man.
He was a little too critical of an awful hockey team for a decade.
Yeah, he's the best. So is Eddie, of course. Good show today. A lot of great participation, too. We'll continue to do that tomorrow on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. To always get through to us, it's 312-332-3776. We had a great baseball conversation today with Dan Plesac. He will lead off the post-game show talking Cubs and White Sox up in 2 minutes.
Great stuff today with you, Sylvie. Let me mention that this hour is brought to you by Trend Micro Cloud One, the world's leading security services platform for cloud builders. Visit trendmicro.com/ESPN for more info.
Eric Ostrowski was in today. Thank you, as always, to Adam Abdallah. From Meller, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a safe and healthy Tuesday night.